Good morning. All faculty may be seated. Welcome to the Belhaven University Honors Convocation. The Apostle Paul talked a lot about running races and finishing races, and we're here this morning to honor those who have, they've not quite yet finished the race. There's still final exams after Easter, a little reminder to everybody. But for these graduating seniors who have run this race here at Belhaven in their following of Christ. So this is about honoring them, but it's also about being inspired and learning from how they've run the race. And reflecting on their lives and what that race has looked like. And it's also about giving thanks, thanksgiving, and gratitude. It's about being thankful to God who has gifted them and provided them and provides for all of us the resources that we need to run the race that he has called us to. And some of those resources are the important people. Nobody runs the race alone. We run it with the help of God. We run it with the help of friends and family. And so as we begin today, let me invite Dr. Steve Sox to come and offer the invocation. Dr. Sox is retiring from a longer race that he's run here at Belhaven this year, 15 years. Steve, come and pray for us.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to give you honor and praise. You are worthy of all of our praise. And you are the source of all that is good. You are the source of all of our blessings. Thank you for every gift that we have been given. We ask for your hand of blessing on this honors convocation. We thank you for this opportunity to come and gather to celebrate the accomplishments of these many students. And we would glorify you as we acknowledge that their accomplishments started with you knowing them before the earth was formed, you gifting them with an incredible array of talents, and with you generously showering upon them daily blessings too innumerable to count. Thank you, Lord, for your love and faithfulness to these your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's all stand together and sing a great collection of words that tells the gospel story. And faculty, I don't think the lyrics are in your bulletin, but if they are, why don't you just kind of feel free to turn around, put your back to the audience, and sing this gospel story with us.
Thank you.
be seated. The first group that we honor and are inspired by and give thanksgiving for are faculty. And recognizing promotions and tenures and two retirements. Within this past year, we have updated our procedures for promotion and tenure. In the quest of continuing to set the importance and the priority of Christian worldview coming through everything that we do, and really encouraging and providing pathways for faculty to improve and to demonstrate the great skills and commitment and love for students that shows in the classroom. So I wanted to read just a couple sentences about what promotion means. It's a big deal, as is tenure, and what the nature of this race is that the faculty are running, and the work involved in this, which includes the writing of an extensive worldview paper. So academic promotion in rank serves to recognize current and past performance and express confidence that the faculty member has demonstrated professional expertise and stature in the academic community, both within the university and among colleagues outside the university. Requirements considered for tenure approval include excellence in teaching and service to students, excellence in research, scholarship, and/or creative expression in one's discipline, and an aggressive, demonstrable pursuit of the Christian educational mission of the university, including an explicit presentation of a Christian worldview in all forms of instruction. The award of tenure is based upon qualitative judgments about the individual faculty members' performance and potential, in addition to Belhaven's needs, resources, and student enrollment. And so I will now read the names and ask those to stand as I read their names, and please hold your applause till the very end when we have everyone standing. So those who have been approved for tenure this year: Dr. Claudia Nisbet, Professor of Education; Mrs. Erin Rockwell, Associate Professor of Dance and Director of Dance, MFA; Dr. Amy Rex Smith, Professor of Nursing and Director of the RN, the BSN program; Dr. Melissa Thorson, Professor of Visual Arts and Director of the Honors College. And then, because of the sequency of this, some folks receive tenure at one time, promotion, or both. And these are the folks who have received promotions: Mr. Joe Frost, Professor of Theater; Ms. Gretchen Hain, Professor of Visual Art; Dr. Yusufu Jinkiri, Professor of Business Administration; Dr. Rebecca Mincy, Associate Professor of Education. And those that have received both promotions and tenures: Dr. Liz Brandon, Professor of Biology; Mrs. Becky Freeman, Associate Professor of Theater; Dr. Marcia James, Associate Professor of Business Administration; Mrs. Glenda Lee, Associate Professor of Nursing; Dr. Alyssa Sartwell, Professor of Theater; Mrs. Ravenna Tucker Wagnon, Professor of Dance; Dr. Jalavet Wallace, Associate Professor of Business Administration; Dr. Cynthia Wilkins, Associate Professor of Education. And then two Christian gentlemen who are retiring who I have gotten to know over these years: Dr. Bill Penn, who will move into a status of Professor Emeritus, joined us in 1981, and Dr. Steve Sox, Professor of Music and Chair of the Music Department, joined us in 2004. Let's give them a round of applause.
it's my pleasure to give the award for the most outstanding biology student to Mr. Walter Krueger. And for those of you who know him, you know how deserving he is of this award. It's given to the outstanding graduating senior who has demonstrated excellence in academics, a positive attitude, a helpful spirit, and outstanding potential in the field of science. Walt, would you come up to the stage, please? I have had the pleasure of working with Walt since he started at Bellhaven a few years ago, and he is coming to school. He has become a master of multitasking. He is a hard worker. He shows outstanding commitment to his family, his friends, and his pursuit of academic excellence. He is an outstanding Christian man, and I'm excited about what the future holds for this young man. I'm so excited for you all. Congratulations.
The Biology Service Award is given to the graduating senior who has shown the greatest degree of selfless service to the needs of the department through work study, the Biology Career Club, and positive interactions with faculty and students. And our award winner this year is someone who we really wonder, how are we going to get by without her when she leaves? She has been such a positive asset to us, just helping us every step of the way in so many different ways, lab setup, grades, recording information, administrative tasks. Whatever you ask her to do, she does it, she works hard, she does it well. You can be confident that she'll get the job done. But one of her strongest characteristics are her positive interactions with faculty and students. She is truly one of the most positive people that I know. She is very cheerful, very encouraging, and she just creates a wonderful spirit wherever she is, whether it's on one-on-one interactions or in the class. And I will miss her in the class also, because every class that I have with her, she encourages me and the other students. So, Alexandria Trammell, would you come up and receive your award, please?
I oftentimes tell incoming freshmen and their parents that in order to be successful in the sciences, you have to engage three things. You have to get not only your brain in the matter, but you also have to get your heart in the matter and get your hands to working. If you're going to be a chemist or a physicist or an engineer, you have to engage those three things. And this year, we're giving our Dr. Philip Kelly Service Award to Mr. Reed Eflin. Reed, if you would come forward. The Phil Kelly Service Award is named in honor of Dr. Philip Kelly, who is chairman of the Department of Chemistry and Physics for a very long time at Bellhaven. And he had an undying service to this school, an undying commitment to the mission of this school. And I can think of no better person to give that to than Reed. Congratulations, you'll be missed.
A couple of years ago, I got a call from the admissions office, and those of you who are in departments know how this works. They'll say, we've got a student coming on campus who you need to talk to. And so we took some time and sat down at lunch, and I met an amazing young lady. And she was there with her parents, and she was, from the get-go, one of the most impressive, intelligent, and really inquisitive people that I had met since I'd been here. She wanted to know about our program. She wanted to know about Belhaven and where she might fit in. She exhibited a high level of introspection in this process. And it became clear that this young lady was to be someone special to us here at Belhaven. And she is not disappointed. I would like to present the Communication Achievement Award to Peyton Early. Peyton, come on up here, please. In her time here at Belhaven, Peyton has excelled, and the Communication Achievement Award is presented to the student not only with the highest overall GPA in the department and who demonstrates great enthusiasm and promise for the field of communication, but Peyton is going to be a leader in the public relations profession and perhaps the journalism profession. She has demonstrated wonderful communication skills, but beyond that, she has exhibited leadership. And she is currently a finalist, and in a couple of weeks, we'll be going to the Public Relations Association of Mississippi's annual conference in Vicksburg, and she is a finalist for the PRAM Student of the Year. So it's quite an honor to present this award to Peyton Early.
Romans 13:7, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And this year's recipient of the English Award belies Julie and Jane's theory of the bicameral mind. She is not left brain, she is not right brain, she is brained. She could have majored in anything and excelled. That could be said, however, of several creative writing majors, several English majors. So what separates Jenna? Her near impeccability in every endeavor, her written work every single time has been at or near postdoctoral level. Her answers on examinations have been encyclopedic and photographic in their iteration. She has blazed through entire courses of study, never missing even one entire answer on a single test. Jenna, come up here while I remind these folks that your indefatigable efforts as a department work study are the stuff of legend. No faculty request, no matter how abstruse or obtuse, was deemed by her to be inordinate. Every task was handled flawlessly, immediately, and with aplomb. Her leadership in the English Honor Society has been an exemplum of grace, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. To the campus at large, she is a living epistle known and read to all. It is an honor, Jenna.
Here's some real wisdom for you. If you want to be a dancer, you need to dance. If you want to be a writer, you need to write. And if you want to be a filmmaker, you need to make films. As simple as that seems, this year's Filmmaker of Distinction for 2019 has really taken that to heart, and Jonathan Delansky has been involved in more of our productions than any other student in our young program. So Jonathan, if you come up, Jonathan has directed or co-directed 5 films, and he's worked on nearly all the other film and video projects that we've made here in the last 3 years. He has a teachable spirit. He's patient and kind to actors and crew, and I look forward to see what God has in store for his future. And right after this, he'll probably have to go right back to editing and finishing up his film. So congratulations, Jonathan, 2019 Filmmaker of Distinction Award.
It is my honor and delight to be able to present the 2019 Belhaven University History Award. This award is presented to an outstanding senior history major who excels in scholarship, character, and leadership. This year's recipient is Bailey Taylor, who meets and certainly greatly exceeds each of those criteria. So Bailey, if you would please come forward. Bailey is from Louisville, Mississippi, and was homeschooled using the Veritas Press curriculum. This program's emphasis on a classical Christian education required Bailey to read the great books, master rhetoric, and study Latin. Each of these disciplines has assisted Bailey in her Master of Her History coursework at Belhaven and is demonstrated by her placement on the president's list each one of her semesters here. Indeed, not only is Bailey majoring in history, but she's a member and mentor for her honors program and is double majoring in English. This semester, she is interning at the Mississippi Department of Archives and has received nothing but stellar reviews from her supervisor there. That supervisor rated Bailey in the highest category of all technical areas and also refers to Bailey as an observant, an intuitive worker who is a pleasure to work with. We should all be so lucky. Bailey's character has been amply demonstrated in her participation in the Reformed University Fellowship. She has also volunteered at Batson's Children's Hospital. In addition, she is a student ambassador with the admissions office and has been involved with the creative writing group. And because apparently we don't assign enough books in class, she also participates in a book club at Caldwell. As proof of her leadership abilities, Bailey is not just a member, but an officer in both Phi Alpha Theta and Sigma Tau Delta, the respective honor societies for history and English. After graduation, Bailey wishes to use her degree and talents to teach. She is undecided concerning what level of education she wishes to teach, but would be delighted to be able to be involved in the kind of classical school that has so ably prepared her for university. She has also contemplated continuing education at the graduate level to open further opportunities both for herself and for anyone so lucky as to be taught by her. Knowing Bailey's character and intelligence, I am convinced that whichever of these paths she chooses to follow, she will succeed, indeed excel, and bless all those she encounters. And so once again, I want to recognize Bailey Taylor as the 2019 recipient of the Belhaven University History Award. Congratulations.
The Kingdom Professional Award is presented to an outstanding senior in intercultural studies who excels in academic achievement, servant leadership, while demonstrating a sincere desire to utilize one's profession for advancing God's kingdom among the nations. A Kingdom Professional understands the importance of the integration of faith, learning, and living by being a committed Jesus follower, educated professional, and dedicated servant around the globe. I'd like to invite this year's recipient to make her way to the stage as I tell you a little bit more about this Pennsylvania native. She traveled abroad for the very first time this summer to complete her global service learning practicum in Morocco. Her experience in the African desert, alongside of her two minors in sociology and English language teaching, led her one step closer to pursuing her calling of working in a museum and to her understanding of the importance of Christians contributing to the discipline of cultural anthropology. Her capstone presentation was titled Christianity versus Anthropology, Living at the Intersection Between Faith and Social Science. She has already been accepted into two graduate programs focused on anthropology. Her next step will be to decide whether to journey to George Washington or the University of Denver. It is a great privilege to recognize this year's Kingdom Professional as Nicole Baumer.
The Mathematics Award is presented to the outstanding senior mathematics major in recognition of effort and superior achievement. Christine, can you come up, please? I was trying to think of something to say about Christine, and I started thinking, you know, I've had a lot of students in the years who've been very intelligent. I've had a lot that have had really good work ethic, and I've had a lot that have really sought the Lord's guidance in their life, and I've had a lot of students that had good leadership qualities. But it's very rare to see all of those manifest together in one student, and Christine has done that, and I don't mean that lightly. And in fact, we give this award out every year, but if we could line up all the ones I've given for our Hall of Fame, I think Christine would take it. So I'm very proud of what she's done. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. I think what you've done so far has been exemplary of that. If you continue in that way, you have unbelievable potential. We're very proud of you. Christine Hayes.
It's my pleasure to present the Psychology Award Ellie Curran, would you come up? This is presented to a graduating psychology major who plans to go on and work in the field of psychology, and we see great potential in this person. Ellie is planning to go on and get her doctorate and work with people who have eating disorders. She's already participated in original research in her honors psychology class and has done several presentations, and it is my honor to present this award, which is actually with Dr. White right now. So congratulations. Some years we give an Academic Excellence Award, and this year Hannah Bonner is the recipient, and if she would come up. Hannah is a double major in a BS degree in biology and psychology, but she's also getting a Bachelor's of Arts degree in music, and we've never had anybody do a double major and another degree before, and she's excelled just beautifully in all of these things. She is going to figure out a career where she mixes all three of those things together, and it is going to be amazing, and y'all are all going to be astounded by what she does, and we are so proud of Hannah. And your award is also with Dr. White, but I'll take a hug.
The Social Work Award is given to the graduating senior that we believe best models Jesus' ministry to those whom society often neglects. So as I continue talking, Saterica Willis, please come up. So I've just met Saterica last summer when I first arrived. It was evident that she was committed to ministering to the poor, the unsuccessful, widows, orphans, or those sick in mind and spirit. She has great potential for growth and in the professional setting as well as in her personal life. She is a true example of his hands and feet ministry. So she is motivated. She's big into advocacy. She served on the Belhaven Leadership Council as the ministry coordinator. And in her field practice, she also chose to take the journey and join a congregational care for her field practice. And once Saterica leaves Belhaven, she will start a one-year internship with Ascend interns at Pine Lake Church. She has a great future ahead of her as a social worker and in ministry as well. Congratulations, Saterica.
A few weeks ago, the recipient of the Sports Medicine and Exercise Science Award was notified he had been accepted into the physical therapy program at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. Even though it's a very competitive program, we're talking hundreds of qualified applicants. It didn't surprise me one bit that Aaron was accepted into that program. Aaron Rylander, if you'll come up here, and I'll continue to brag on you as you make your way up. Aaron's been a model student. I've had him since he was a freshman in my introductory course, less facial hair back then, and now he is a senior wise beyond his years. You've been just an excellent student, a consistent model student. Your work ethic is second to none, and that's why I know you're going to be an outstanding physical therapy student and physical therapist in just a few short years. And I hope you'll remember your professor who helped get you there when I'm in need of some back adjustments. Aaron, we couldn't be more proud of you. There's no one more deserving of this award. So it's my privilege to present this year's Sports Medicine and Exercise Science Outstanding Student Award to Aaron Rylander.
The Department of Accountancy Studies has two awards to present each year. The first of them is the Achievement in Accounting Award. This is presented to a graduating senior on the basis of character, potential growth and development, and academic accomplishment in the department, sort of like our Mr. or Ms. accounting major. And so we select an accounting major with a high GPA who's demonstrated leadership, drive, and character, a model Belhaven student. Accounting's a small department. Some years we don't have a student worthy of this award. This year we honor a student who has a high GPA. He has served the School of Business as a work-study student, served as a resident assistant, was active in Future Business Leaders, and worked full-time in an internship, which has just turned into a full-time career path job. Wendell Myers. Uh-oh. He might be at work. Here he comes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The second award is the Senior Outstanding Accounting Major. And this plaque is a little different from the other plaques that you're seeing presented because it is actually paid for and ordered by the Mississippi Society of CPAs. And they each year honor the Senior Outstanding Accounting Major in each of Mississippi's colleges and universities that offer a degree in accounting. So for this award, we select the student with the highest GPA in the major. This year, we honor the student with the highest GPA who's a Navy veteran, is a husband and father, and has represented Belhaven very well in an internship, Cody Wilkins.
Okay, we have three more business awards, two on the undergraduate level, one graduate level award. Drayden Doss, are you in the house? If you could come up forward. This is the Achievement in Business Award. It's presented to the graduating senior on the basis of character, potential growth, development, and academic achievements in the department. Drayden is part of our Dean Circle. He's represented Belhaven at the Hilton Head Ethics Symposium. He's also represented us at our IACBE annual convention. He had a case study team that he was the leader for. Last time I talked to him, he had about three different job offers, so things are looking good. Another person that won this award is Joel Baumgar, so no pressure, but congratulations and thank you for all you've done. And actually, I think Joel Baumgar won two awards the year he was here. The second one is the James W. Park Academic Excellence Award, and that's going to William Brown. It's William Brown in the house, if you could come up. This was founded by Jim Park, who was the original chair of the Department of Business. He and Bill Penn were kind of the twin pillars of the Department of Business, and he recognized that we had some great students coming in to transfer to Belhaven University, and William Brown kind of follows that mold. He came to us from Auburn, which is a little school down the road, and he's from Alabama, but he is definitely grad school bound. He and I kind of go back and forth whether it should be an MBA or law school, and I say, well, why not both? So we'll see. Congratulations. And our last award is Travis Bounds. Is Travis Bounds here? Travis Bounds is one of our own, and we're giving him the Nehemiah Graduate Studies Award, and this is presented to the graduate student in the School of Business who best exemplifies the academic and moral excellence at the Belhaven University vision. And leadership is all about influence, and I think Travis is a person of influence. He's worked with a lot of faculty. I know any of you who've done some online work have probably spent some time with Travis, and he just has a quiet influence, a quiet leadership, and he was really a positive influence for our students in the Masters of Leadership program. So congratulations.
Hello. Next, we have the Sport Management Excellence Award. This award is given to our highest academically performed student who's graduating this spring. This student, Mr. Joseph Walden, if you don't mind coming up, please. This student has helped me out a whole lot in my short time here. He's very engaging in each lecture, has a ton of energy. As a professor, we love students who can give you that energy to help even myself in lecture. So he's also a football player here at Belhaven University. As a former athlete, knowing how to juggle both athletics and academics is an extraordinary thing. And I appreciate this gentleman for all his efforts and the things that he's done in his short time at Belhaven University. So, Joseph, thank you so much. I'm going to miss you.
School of Education has two awards to give. And Bailey Thomas, Bailey, where are you? Do I see you? Come on up, Bailey. while Bailey is coming up, I want to share with you, this is an award for teacher as professional educator. And she has done an outstanding job in her clinical internship. We used to call that student teaching. Now we are following medicine, and it's clinical internship. And you are still doing that in the midst of that. Come, you can come step over close to me. I won't bite you. And she is currently at Pearl Super Elementary. Is that correct? Upper Elementary. Okay, I was wondering why they called that super. Upper Elementary. And she's doing fifth grade language. And do they rotate groups through for you?
Yes, I have three classes.
Three classes in that. Now, Dr. Lydia McArdle, who is our director of clinical internship, has said this about Bailey. Her classwork has been exemplary, and she is very creative. She goes above and beyond the minimum requirements for assignments, very creative and thorough in her teaching and planning. Bailey tries to make sure that all students in her classes grasp the new concepts by connecting real-life experiences to learning. Bailey is sensitive to all of her students' learning needs. Now, Bailey, I think you could have had a teaching position here in Mississippi, couldn't you have? Now, where are you going?
Auburn, Alabama
to do what?
Teach.
Teach? Did you get a teaching position there?
Not yet.
Not yet, but she's going. But what's taking you to Auburn?
Family,
okay. We wanted her to stay here in Mississippi. We need her excellence here, but she feels like she's going to help Alabama, huh? I won't say much more than that. Okay, here is Bailey's award. We're very happy and we're proud of you, Bailey. Thank you. Now, I have one more award, and I do not believe she is here. Amber Thomas, are you here? Now, let me tell you, this is kind of an interesting award because she is receiving the Teacher as Servant Leader Award. And when we invited her to come here today, she said, oh, Dr. Hand, I can't do that. I'm doing my clinical internship, and I can't leave my kids. So she really does exemplify student leadership. But also, I want you to know that Amber is currently doing her internship at Christ Covenant in the second grade, teaching second graders. And she has been offered several positions in Mississippi, in Jackson area, and is going to be teaching at Casey Elementary. Thank you.
The
This year's Art Spirit Award goes to Bailey Armstrong Hughes. Bailey, if you can be making your way up here. And it says here on the program she's from Brandon, Mississippi. But she came to us from Austin, Texas when she was a freshman. And as I am prone to just pop off before I've thought about what I'm going to say, I think the very first day of class, as I'm reading down the roll and introducing everyone, I see Austin, Texas, and I say, are you a cowgirl? Well, she just very appropriately popped back very well. And I thought, she is a cowgirl with the kind of spunk a good hard-nosed artist is going to need to have. She says she lives in Brandon now because she also married another real talented Belhaven graduate, Grady Hughes. Grady, you did good, dude. You did real good. You probably married way above yourself. But I love you too, and you make a great couple. Okay. Bailey has been the epitome of the Art Spirit Award recipient, and we are so proud of her. She has produced some of the most sophisticated drawings and paintings that our faculty has ever seen an undergraduate student do. And we are so proud of you and so pleased to give you this award. And I'm going to give you all, here and here, a chance to see why she's receiving this. Her senior exhibit, along with another Belhaven student, Rachel Townsend, is on exhibit right now in the gallery. So when you leave here and start walking back over to the main campus, Bitsy Irby Visual Art and Dance Center is the first building on your left. Two-story brick building, fairly difficult to miss. Just zip right into the gallery, and you're going to see why she's receiving this.
Good morning. I have the pleasure of presenting awards on behalf of the dance department today. And Anna Rhodes is the recipient of two awards in our program. She has earned the Daniel Award as the graduating senior with the highest cumulative GPA in our department, which is quite an accomplishment, and also the Bezalel Award, which is for outstanding artistic achievement. So Anna, if you could please come forward. And we have witnessed just incredible growth in Anna as a performer, as a choreographer, and as a scholar over the last 4 years. She has a strong work ethic. She is determined to excel and has just exhibited this enthusiasm for learning in all areas and all disciplines that she has studied. And more than that, she's been a servant leader both in our department and across campus. So we're really proud of you, and we know you have a bright future ahead. Congratulations, Anna. Avery Rogers Eflin is also a recipient of the Bezalel Award for Outstanding Artistic Achievement. Avery, if you could please come forward. And Avery is a very diligent student who is not afraid of a challenge. We have seen her push herself in all areas, and she has just responded to faculty feedback and is just improved so much. And we know that she also has an incredible future ahead. Faculty were really impressed by her recent senior project solo performance, where she just exhibited such boldness and artistic excellence on stage. So congratulations, Avery.
Rebecca Miller, would you come forward, please? Rebecca, I've had an opportunity to know her for many years, and she has always demonstrated a love for Christ and a growing zeal to evangelize for his kingdom using music and the gospel in outreach. With her recognized and affirmed virtuosic skill as a cellist, a multi-year member of the Mississippi Symphony Orchestra, she is one of Christ's ambassadors sharing his light and his gospel with a world in the arts that so often chooses to reject the Savior. Coupling faith and musical excellence underscores her desire that the Lord will use her as his agent in transforming lives and culture in a hurting, lost world. The music faculty is proud of Rebecca's life focus and pray that the Lord will use her for his glory in the years ahead. And it's an understandably great pleasure that I offer the Kingdom Transformation Music Award to cellist Ms. Rebecca Miller.
Good morning. It is my honor and pleasure to speak on behalf of the faculty of the theater department and to present our Barnabas Award this year. Kira, come on up. Ah, there she is. Our recipient has been incredibly active in our department ever since she set foot on campus, performing in 11 main stage productions, including 5 leading roles, one which opens next week, so come see it. She has also been a scenic designer, props designer, hair and makeup designer, choreographer, dance captain, and a production stage manager. As a leader, Kira has been an officer for 2 consecutive years in our Alpha Psi Omega Theater Honorary, has been one of the constants of leadership in our scene shop. Above and beyond these accolades, our recipient is always quick to volunteer for duties outside of her responsibilities and completes every task with a smile. See? She is a cheerleader, and she was, for everyone in the department and consistently brings a positive attitude and grace to everything she does. And after graduation, she's off to Florida with a professional contract to work with the Gulf Shore Playhouse in Naples, Florida. We're very proud of her, and having been her mentor for the last 4 years, it is just an honor and a privilege to present this award to our BFA musical theater major, Kira Love Smiley.
Personally, nowhere do I see our university motto of to be served, not to serve, to serve and not to be served exemplified as in the School of Nursing. We have 2 awards to present today. The first is the Nursing Clinical Excellence Award, and Taylor, if you'll make your way to the stage. It's presented to the graduating student who best exemplifies excellence in the clinical setting, and this is demonstrated through nursing practice grounded in Christian caring, competence, and compassion. This year's recipient has shown excitement in learning, constantly wanting to learn new things. She attends to her assignments, patients, and other responsibilities consistently, and she possesses just excitement about the profession of nursing. She's very compassionate and very caring to the patients that she serves. This year's recipient of the Nursing Clinical Excellence Award is Taylor Davis. Our second award, the Outstanding Senior Nursing Student Award, Catherine, if you'll come, is selected by each graduating class, the faculty of the graduating class. This award is presented to a student who has attained scholastic achievement as evidenced by a GPA of 3.0 or higher, outstanding performance as a nursing student, active in service to the community, and dedication to the school and to the nursing profession. This student works very hard to do her best in everything. She strives for excellence in both classroom and clinical activities and also demands excellence of those around her. I'm proud to announce the recipient of the Outstanding Senior Nursing Student Award to Catherine Burgess.
Presenting the award for the International Student of the Year. Samuel O., would you come to the platform, please? Samuel is a biblical studies major. His advisor, Dr. Jeff Brannon, describes him as an excellent student, well-respected by his peers, friendly, kind, and a wonderful soccer player. In addition to his studies in biblical studies, he has worked as a worship leader for the FCA and as part of their leadership team. Mr. Cliff McArdle, who nominated him for the award, wrote that he has been a cheerful volunteer for us with special Korean guests, is active in his church, a good student, and has the kind of servant's heart that exemplifies our university's motto. Perhaps what is most telling about his character is that he's paying his own way through school. He is an RA in Robertson Dorm, works at the Urban Sip coffee shop, works as an intern at his church, all while carrying a full load of classes. A native of Guam, fluent in both English and Korean, I'm pleased to present the International Student of the Year Award to Samuel Oh.
Each year, the Mississippi Humanities Council recognizes outstanding work of faculty in Mississippi who use philosophy, literature, religion, art, music, history, and language to help us understand the world. This year's recipient is Dr. Andrew Sauerwein. Acknowledging God as the source of all creation, Dr. Sauerwein has used music to enhance our praise of and glory in God. And not only has he done this here at Belhaven, his works have been performed on the concert stage in churches, schools, coffee shops in Asia, North America, and South America. So, Dr. Andrew Sauerwein. Each year, the Mississippi Legislature honors faculty and students who have made outstanding contributions to their campuses and communities. And this year's faculty honoree is Dr. Yusufu Jinkiri. The highest compliment I have heard of him was used in a sermon illustration by a local pastor. I personally don't want to be in a sermon illustration because it's probably a bad thing, but not for him. This is what he said, and I want y'all to please take note of this. I met this gentleman from Africa named Yusufu Jinkiri late one Friday or Saturday night as he was emptying trash. Later I found out that he was Dr. Yusufu Jinkiri, and he was already an accomplished Christian educator. He was a real picture of humility. I never would have known his position because he never told me. I found out his position from someone else. Dr. Jinkiri humbly went about the Lord's work without drawing attention to himself. The kingdom of God doesn't draw attention to itself. It goes about powerfully and inexorably moving on and never bragging and boasting. The kingdom is a little bit like Yusufu Jinkiri. The kingdom transforms you from within. It changes your attitude, your outlook, your worldview, your purposes, your goals, your motivations. It may leave you right where it found you in terms of your vocation. You may continue to be a doctor. You may continue to be a ditch digger. You may continue to be a nurse, but you are transformed from within. Everything looks differently. Dr. Yusufu Jinkiri. And the student award goes to Patricia Womack. Is she here? Oh, here she goes. All right. Patricia's recognized by our social work faculty and by others on campus as the epitome of a servant leader. She volunteers, takes initiative, works well with others, consistently demonstrates professionalism and ethical decision making. She is a selfless leader that volunteers. Works well with her colleagues. In addition to her outstanding academic work, she serves as a resident assistant in Gillespie. She served as an office assistant, and presently she is serving as an intern at Canopy Solutions here in Jackson. Lastly, she just received the National Association of Social Workers Mississippi Chapter Student of the Year Award. This National Merit Award is presented to one student from each university with an accredited social work program. Patricia, congratulations.
Good morning. It is my privilege to present three awards this morning. Claire Bishop, would you come forward for the first of those three awards? The Bess Caldwell Memorial Award is presented annually to a junior who, in the estimation, the judgment of the faculty, has exhibited throughout the year the greatest loyalty and service to his or her fellow students. Now, this award is significant, obviously, for those reasons, but this award is significant because it is voted on by the faculty across departmental lines. And so you have a student who is not just known by faculty primarily in her major or his major, but someone who has demonstrated that type of character and work ethic across departmental lines, which I think is pretty special. So your faculty obviously believe in you. Claire is a double major. She's majored in chemistry and computer science. That doesn't sound like an easy choice, but she can obviously knock it out of the park. Now, rumor has it that she is a self-proclaimed procrastinator. I'm thinking, I'm not sure I'm buying that. Procrastination must be a little bit on a sliding scale. Would you join me in congratulating Lorena Claire Bishop? The ASC Scholar Athlete Medal of Honor is the most prestigious student athlete award recognized by the American Southwest Conference. It signifies not only high athletic accomplishment, but also outstanding academic achievement and significant leadership on campus and in the community. Belhaven University selects one female and one male graduating senior to receive the award annually. Our 2019 male student athlete recipient is from Florala, Alabama, and has been a four-year member, three-year starter, and senior captain on the football team. Tanner, would you come forward? A business major, he was named a 2018 American Southwest Conference Sportsmanship Award winner. He has served as president of the Belhaven Student Athlete Advisory Committee, and he also represented Belhaven University and the American Southwest Conference at the 2019 NCAA Convention in Orlando, Florida. He has already secured a job following graduation with Puckett Machinery, which is also where you're doing your internship, finishing that up. The ASC Male Scholar Athlete of the Year is Tanner Rogers. Lauren Whiting, would you come forward, please? Our female student athlete recipient hails from South Haven, Mississippi, and was also a four-year starter on the women's volleyball team. An elementary education major, she has earned both Dean's List and President's List honors. She has also twice been recognized as NCCAA All-Region and has been a team captain since her sophomore season. Her campus service includes 2 years on the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, as well as active membership in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the campus recreation team. Following graduation, she also has already secured a job teaching elementary school back at her alma mater, right? Yeah, North Point Christian School in South Haven, Mississippi. The ASC Female Scholar Athlete of the Year Award goes to Lauren Whiting.
The Honors Program at Belhaven provides a forum for students who are unquenchably curious and passionate about the world of ideas to engage in intensive interdisciplinary study and to deepen their education both intellectually and spiritually. For the 2018-2019 academic year, we have seven graduating seniors who have fulfilled all the requirements of the Honors Program and thus have graduated or will graduate from Belhaven as Honors Fellows. So please stand when I call your name and remain standing until all the Honors Fellows have been recognized. Our 2018-2019 Honors Fellows are Jenna Harrington, Catherine Humes, Rebecca LePere, Rachel McCartney, Gabby Rains, Bailey Taylor, and Amber Lynn Williams. Please congratulate them with me.
As we come to close yet another academic year, and specifically near the end of our honors convocation for the 2018-19 year, I would like to take a moment to recognize some of our student leaders that have served throughout this academic year, and some of them, this is their second, and even still, some of this is their third year here serving in their different roles, and I am forever grateful for the work that you guys do. Without the work that you do, we really couldn't continue to do what we do here on this campus, and you're a huge part of it. So specifically, I'd like to recognize first the Belhaven Leadership Council and ask them to stand in their seats. And if they would go ahead and do that and remain standing for a moment for me to say a few words, go ahead and stand. Our Belhaven Leadership Council is some of our student leaders that have been committed to not only serve others and not been looking to be served. And I've been so thankful to really have gotten to get to know this group at a different level this year, and thankful for all the work that you guys have done and are continuing to do as you finish out this academic year. I've been very impressed, and I want to specifically thank, given some of the transition this year, Areli and Tam, and the work that you guys have done from day one. You guys have been all sprinting, and I'm so thankful for getting to know you and getting to see your faces as I walk through the our building, known as the Cube to some and Cleland to others. Thank you for your service. The second group of student leaders that I'd asked to go ahead and stand, and if you could go ahead and stand now, is our resident assistants. Some of you know them more as just the RAs that work here on this campus, and there's a big group of them. Not all of them were able to come here, but I'm thankful for the work that you guys do and how you guys have been committed to not only helping students, your fellow students, grow academically, but also spiritually, and to grow emotionally, and to grow relationally. And I'm thankful for the work that you guys have done, and that you've been committed to serving and sharing the gospel with others, and as we talked about, also sharing and imparting your very life with others. And the work that you guys do in sharing of life does not always happen from an 8-to-5 standpoint, as you guys know. It sometimes happens at 9 o'clock at night, maybe midnight, maybe 2 o'clock. And as life goes on, I'm thankful for you guys being committed to doing that, and appreciate the work that you guys have done and again are going to continue to do as you finish out the academic year. Let's congratulate them.
Well, that's an impressive group. We are in the presence of wonderful people, and God has blessed us to be around such great folks. Congratulations to all these who've been recognized today, to these faculty for their tenure and promotions. That's a significant step in their lives. For all those who got an award, we honor you and congratulate you. For these RAs, student leaders, we're thankful for them. As I was sitting here listening to all these awards and recognizing these student leaders, I realized that when I was a student in college, I didn't get anything. Zero. I didn't get an award for anything. I ran for student council, and I lost. I applied to be an RA, and I got rejected. Some of us are late bloomers, so those of you who did not get an award or a hug today, you're with me. Stick together, and there's hope for the future, okay? Don't give up. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time of celebration, because these awards and these recognitions represent your working in the lives of men and women who you have planned for great things in the future. We thank you that you have brought them into our care at Belhaven, and it's been our joy to work together and to know them. And as we have developed what we pray will be lifelong friendships and connections, as they go from this place, as they graduate this spring or come back to be leaders in the future here next year, I pray that you will equip them with a continual new song, as our verse of the year says, that inspires their life and drives for them to work for the best for you, because no eye has seen, and no ear has heard, and no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Amen. God bless. Have a great day.